A drug maker is pouring millions of dollars into Tennessee to prevent the spread of hepatitis C. The pharmaceutical company also makes a pricey treatment for the virus. And WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, the prevention program does not address the high cost of the cure.
Hepatitis C is spread rapidly through communities of intravenous drug users, which is why Gilead Sciences has been putting money where the opioid crisis has hit hardest. The funding is going to so-called harm reduction, like needle exchanges, to reduce risk of outbreaks. Dr. Jill Foster says Gilead wants to get at the root of the problem.
I think it is unusual that we're saying, let's not tackle hepatitis C, let's also deal with the opioid epidemic. Let's really try to work at that and the underlying causes, you know, something that, you know, isn't really in our bailiwick.
Hepatitis C creates longer-term challenges than hepatitis A. Both affect the liver in similar ways, but hepatitis A is usually a short-term illness. Hepatitis C can become chronic, and Gilead has a drug that can cure it. But the full regimen costs more than $80,000, often paid for by government. The prevention effort announced this week does not offer discounted medication, but the company says the aim is for fewer people to even need it. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.